Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. You join one of those, talk to you about anything you want to discuss, and you'll sound great. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us if you're over on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
We've been talking about the police. Initial story was the 106 pounds of hemp that the cops in New York City busted, thinking it was real cannabis. And now the company that was trying to ship the hemp through FedEx, they're out $30,000 worth of product because
they need to sue FedEx down to their skivvies for
maybe more
renting them out falsely.
Absolutely, maybe more if it ends up with a trial and hiring lawyers,
having to hire attorneys. Yeah, you're talking about thousands
more. Who knows what else would have to be done in order to recover the weed or hemp.
Yeah,
and it's still weed, I think, technically.
Yep. Oh, is it? Okay.
Even though it's not. Is it cannabis, though? Is hemp cannabis?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't have the answer. You'd think we would know this by now, but I don't have the answer to that. So if you do, you're welcome to call us up, 855-450-FREE. And then we got into a much more detailed story about breathalyzer technology and how a lot of it is pretty inaccurate. And it wasn't really even apparently designed to be used in the way that it is, that is to say, to get convictions of people, to be used as real firm evidence of how drunk somebody is. Mm-hmm. Now, they didn't say exactly what it was designed for, just to give you some idea of inebriation.
Well, I mean, I know exactly what they were saying, being an engineer, which is it was never designed, or so they say, to be used in such a mission critical situation. I mean, like, if anybody used software that I had written for some other purpose to help run an airplane,
mm-hmm.
I would say no, it was never designed for that.
Yeah.
Even though it maybe did the calculations that they needed done, it wasn't designed to have people's lives hang on it. And I'm pretty sure that's what they're saying there, because it is designed to measure the alcohol level in the blood.
Maybe it's designed to say, okay, hey, we got to pull you off the road, but not necessarily convict you of a, being drunk and taking away your license and throwing you in jail for who knows how long and causing people to lose their jobs and things like that.
Well, the interesting thing, too, is I think I would bet that if you looked at the marketing materials that they sent to police stations, you could rebut that statement, because... What did the marketing material say?
I mean, this goes all the way back.
How'd they sell these things?
This goes all the way back to the 80s and even before the machines, the invention of the breathalyzer.
Yeah, but even now, I mean, the breathalyzers you breathe into today at the Keene Police Department, they didn't exist in 1950. These are probably less than 10 years old.
This particular product didn't, or type of product, but they did have, going back to the 1930s, something prior to this.
Right.
So it's not that it didn't exist. The technology existed. It's just that it wasn't until the 80s.
But what I'm saying
that
is...
that they started using it.
If I got pulled over, say I got pulled over by Keene Police Department, and I decided to sue the manufacturer of the breathalyzer, who probably does not have the benefit of sovereign immunity, mm-hmm. conveniently enough... and then what I would do is, if they say, well, it was never intended to be used in court, then I would say, oh, really? Let's see your marketing. Let's see the marketing material for the model that you sold. And let's see what these people said it could do when they were selling it.
I suspect that they do end up with immunity as a result of being some sort of contractor for the state. Often contractors for the state will end up with immunity,
Contractors frequently do have immunity, but does that apply to manufacturers? Because... These are manufacturers.
I mean,
they don't.
What is a contractor? It's somebody you've contracted with.
Well,
you're contracting for a product.
From a contractor, you're buying a service. From a manufacturer, you're buying a product. So if Ford sells...
I don't know about that.
Okay, if Ford sells cars to the government, which they don't become government contractors. They're suppliers.
Maybe there's something in the law to that effect, but like when I sign a government document, I'm pretty sure there's a word contractor in there.
But wait a minute. Just because Ford is selling cars to the police doesn't mean they're liable if the cops lock you into one and arrest you.
Like, no, but they are liable if, for some reason that has nothing to do with law enforcement, the gas tank catches fire and you and the cops die.
That's true.
Well,
they would be liable.
That's the thing is I believe that if they were a contractor and a contractor, I mean in the sense that an Uber driver is a contractor. Okay, it's a different kind of animal because in one case you're selling labor and in the other case you're selling goods.
Yeah, I think
the situation is pretty complicated, particularly in that type of situation too, because the question is, did you buy the cop car with or without all of the add-ons that make it a cop car?
To go back to
if somebody can't get out of a cop car that's locked, that's not the manufacturer's fault.
Okay, maybe that was a bad example, but the point is, if you're injured due to a flaw in a product. The fact that that product was wielded by government doesn't necessarily protect the manufacturer.
Unless there was a contract involved, I think, in which they might have extended immunity as a result of that contract.
You may be right.
I might not be right. I could be wrong.
Okay, I suspect a legal argument between two non-lawyers.
Don't know anything
about it. Right.
To go back to the issue of the breathalyzer and the equipment, if you were to bring some sort of allegation against the manufacturer, you better believe that's when they're going to say, well, let's see if the police department has done their mandatory maintenance on this product. We recommend a thorough cleaning every 30 days. Have you guys been cleaning? So then they'll be going on the offense against the police department in that case because they wouldn't want to be held liable.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Not just that. They have to keep records of that stuff. Mm-hmm. This was big in speeding trials. Is people all of a sudden started subpoenaing the maintenance record on the radar detectors, which is the same kind of thing.
Yep, we've done that in our trials here.
Yeah, and I've never actually done it, but if I ever get a speeding ticket, I will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what would happen is that they would basically disclaim liability as far as the manufacturer is concerned, and at that point it would be basically because of exactly what you're talking about, how they have to be maintained. That's what would get them the liability protection, and then it would basically be the cops that would be liable, but the cops have immunity, therefore
that's right.
You're screwed.
Well, the best you can hope for is that you don't get convicted in these cases.
Yeah, pretty much.
And when you think about it, even from a statist point of view, I mean, the statist point of view is that certain burdens of random chances of nature shouldn't be borne by the individual they happen to. They should be spread across society to ease the load. So isn't government malfeasance like the first thing that they should say? One guy should not bear the cost of the government killed his family. You know, we should at least spread that across the taxpayers.
I think the statist view is more along the lines of bad people, end up in jail cells. Okay, so if you end up in a jail cell, you're a bad person. It doesn't matter.
That's what people believe. Yeah,
that's what the statists believe. Right. It's not true, but that's what they will. Well, they will automatically assume that the police are right, and therefore you must be bad, regardless of whether or not you actually did the act that they're accusing you of.
And if you got a DUI, you must be a helpless drunk who, can't handle your alcohol and, you're an alcoholic. And, there's all kinds of conclusions that people jump to based on convictions, many of which, as we're finding out here, are completely false.
Yeah.
Based on poor evidence provided by broken units.
I've been in the Keen group, one of the Keen community groups. On a social media platform.
Yep.
I've been amazed at how many of these kids say, well, I'd want that cop to do that if my son mouths off to him.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I'm like, are you kidding?
It's sick. The police loving, police worshiping sickness
is police worship.
It's out there and it's really bad. There's, you're talking about the kid that got tackled, by the way. That's what you're referring to.
Yes.
More coming up here. 855 450 Free Like Freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
With Fortune DNA, you can invest in anything you want to, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half without ever losing your principal, all with the blessing of the IRS. Avoid the volatility of the market, put certainty back into your investing future, and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, The FBI is saying a word or two. They got nothing good to say about cryptocurrency to a congressional panel. We'll tell you about that report on the way. And in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
And want to make sure you know about HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. You want to accept crypto like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash or Dash at your point of sale at your local business. Or maybe you're a service provider and you go to your customers. You want to take crypto on your phone, be able to accept payments from your customers that want to pay you with that. Go to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. They've got apps for iOS and Android or just any old web browser. It makes it super easy to accept cryptocurrency. And there's no identification required to sign up for this service. There's no fees that AnyPay charges you. So you get paid 100% of the value of the sale. And it's amazing. And it'll help you easily accept crypto by going to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. That's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com as we go to the madness over the Popeye's chicken sandwich, the spicy chicken sandwich that people are losing their minds over.
They're mad as the sea and wind when each contends which is the mightier.
Where's that one from? Shakespeare?
Yeah, that's from Hamlet. Gertrude says it about Hamlet.
Fox News reporting on a 28-year-old man who was fatally stabbed after cutting in line to try to get a chicken sandwich at Popeye's in Baltimore. Of course, it was Baltimore. A man stabbed to death outside of Maryland Popeye's Monday night had cut to the front of a line to get dibs on the chain's popular chicken sandwich, said police on Tuesday. Prince George's County Police Chief Hank Stawinski told reporters the 28-year-old Kevin Davis entered the restaurant and started methodically cutting a line reserved for the menu item. Stawinski said Davis was confronted by another man when he cut to the front of the line.
The thing I'm thinking is, what language were they writing this code in that he had to methodically cut into a line? Because, you know, you're either here or you're there. I mean, there's not that... I want to know what kind of a grift this guy had now. I want to know what his game was.
He must have just kept on moving up the line and people weren't saying anything.
Oh, okay, yeah, maybe he was a creeper.
Could be.
Line creeper.
Creeper line. Yeah, exactly. So, quote,
oh, yeah, I'll kick one of them in the knee.
Quote, over the course of 15 minutes. This gives you some idea of how long this line was. It took him 15 minutes to work his way up this line.
I wonder if he really thought nobody saw him.
Well, you weren't there.
I wasn't there.
It says he worked his way methodically ahead of everybody else in the line. He's then confronted by this other individual, and then from the moment of that confrontation, 15 seconds later, the two of them are out in front of the store, a stabbing occurs, and the individual's life was lost. He said, the question my detectives have
to answer...
Okay,
well, that's worse than a kick in the knee. That's getting excessive for line jumping.
Is how does a confrontation lead to homicide in 15 seconds? Police said the preliminary investigation revealed Davis and the suspect got into a brief verbal argument. They both then got out of the line and walked out the front door together before the suspect stabbed Davis. He was rushed to a local hospital and pronounced dead.
Was Davis the line jumper or
yes,
the other guy?
The jumper got stabbed to death.
The jumper got stabbed to death.
Correct.
Okay.
The suspect and the woman fled the parking lot in a vehicle
immediately. Well, he wasn't really stabbed over the sandwich. He was stabbed over
cutting in line.
Dissing somebody is what it comes down to. Somebody felt disrespected and they weren't going to let that happen.
Well, I mean, it's
and
not fair to cut in line.
I can understand. When I was in jail, there were a couple of times when I thought at least I was getting into a fight over somebody just stepping in front of me in line. And it wasn't because I had some place to be.
Right.
It was just
the respect issue.
That's disrespectful. Right. Don't do that.
So, the story goes on to talk about how people were packed into the restaurant. Children were there. Obviously, people were shocked by what transpired. But it was the chicken sandwich that created this line in the first place. People have gone crazy over this chicken sandwich. And this is just the worst of it. There was also another fight at a different Maryland restaurant where two men brawled behind the counter after apparently... allegedly, some employee of the restaurant said something that was offensive, calling a female customer stupid and an animal, which prompted the woman's husband to jump over the counter and confront the worker, which led to a brawl that was caught on video. There's a rundown that folks have over at InfoWars, just kind of going through some of the madness, the crazy lines going around the block, the fatal stabbing. There's a woman who, we were watching this video during one of the breaks, one woman at a Popeyes in Los Angeles, she tried to cut in line by going, like, she wasn't.
Are they putting crack in these things? Because it sounds like people not only want to eat the sandwich, they want to eat the sandwich right now. Right now, bro. Where's my sandwich? No, leave the mayo. Screw your mayo. Just give me that chicken.
Yeah.
You know?
You've
that's
got a line,
not healthy.
You got
that's,
a line of cars.
These people do not have a healthy relationship with their food.
It's crazy enough to sit in a line for a half an hour to get a chicken sandwich. But that's how long some of these lines are. I mean, the people are down the street waiting in their cars to get through the drive-thru. So this woman comes in from the side. She comes up around, like, so you get the long line of the drive-thru, right? Mm-hmm. She comes around, drives around the line, like driving through the parking lot, and then just tries to wedge herself in there. There's concrete, bars basically coming out of, or barriers, if you will, coming out of the ground. She tries to squeeze in between one of these barriers and the car that's actually waiting in line, and ends up just destroying the side of her car on this concrete barrier, and she gets hung up on it. It's just ripping into her doors as she's trying to cut in line in a drive-through to get this chicken sandwich. There's another video.
Yeah, you don't want to cut in line in a drive-thru, because maybe the guy behind you likes his car less than you like yours.
There's another one here from,
you know what this all reminds me of? Is like the stories from the Tulip Mania. Do you know about the Tulip Mania?
That in, was it the Netherlands?
In the Netherlands, they would have, it's a classic example of an economic bubble where people just went crazy about tulips for a minute.
Go ahead. Tulips? Yeah.
But then
bring that up with
tulips
Bitcoin.
Became a good investment. As a result of people going crazy about tulips, and a whole bunch of people laid a lot of money in the tulip business.
And I'm sure some people lost a lot of money, too.
Well,
it didn't stay good forever.
Well, and that's the thing, is just like any bubble that inflates must deflate. You know, sooner or later, you cannot hold a price indefinitely above its natural level.
So there's another video on the InfoWars page here, and also I'll share the InfoWars post on our social media on Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com. We're on Mastodon at toot.freetalklive.com and also telegram.freetalklive.com. You scroll down the page a ways, and there's one that's labeled Ellenton, and I don't know what state this is. Looks like kind of like a big guy in a truck, and there's some dude coming up to the side of the truck, giving him a hard time. He comes out of the driver's side door and just starts slamming this dude, knocking him down onto the ground with multiple punches. And presumably this is also over the Popeye's chicken sandwich. People have gone insane over this. If you want to tell us your story, maybe you've been to a Popeye's and you've witnessed some of the madness, you're welcome to join us here. And it's not even Black Friday yet. We've had more fights over this Popeye's chicken sandwich, I think, in 1 week than we're going to see on Black Friday coming up in a couple weeks. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The House has released more transcripts of testimonies of President Trump's former top aides to Russia. Meanwhile, President Trump and some GOP senators are calling on former Vice President Joe Biden to testify before Congress regarding Ukraine corruption. A defiant Joe Biden reminds us,
"This is about Donald Trump, not about me. There's not a single solitary thing that anybody has demonstrated that I didn't do my job as the representative of the United States of America, representing America's position."
President Trump's launching a Black Voters Initiative. The president also spoke at a Black Voices for Trump coalition rally.
"With your help, we're going to travel all across the country to every community, urban, rural, and suburban, and we're going to campaign for every last African-American vote in 2020.
President Trump also doing some fundraising in Georgia as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Now, I wish I could play this clip on the air, but I can't. It's some very upset woman in her car outside of Popeye's yammering her way and cursing quite a bit about her frustration over the chicken sandwich. We've been just kind of running down a quick list of some of the madness that's happening inside and outside Popeye's chicken sandwiches across the United States as they have added back to their menu the spicy chicken sandwich that sent people into insanity just a couple of months ago as they lined up around blocks waiting for however long it takes to get through a tremendous line of cars. And also inside the Popeyes, the sandwich is now back after having sold out. And there's one guy's been stabbed to death over it.
Wow.
A couple guys fought.
The thing is, he wasn't really. He wasn't stabbed to death over the sandwich.
He was stabbed to death for cutting in line so he could get a sandwich.
He was stabbed to death for cutting in line. But that's the kind of thing that happens every once in a while.
Sure.
And the thing is, I think what we're seeing here is I think we're seeing selection bias. That because there's a highly hyped Popeye sandwich out there, we notice incidents that happen at Popeye's more than we normally would. Because normally, guy got stabbed at Popeyes. Well,
that's not news.
Yeah, it's not news. That happens. So I think that what we're seeing is a lot of people are going to Popeyes.
Yeah, there's probably millions of people going to Popeyes.
All of a sudden, the ordinary incidents that happen when you run a business that's open to the public serving food that drunk people like. I think what's happening is those stories are making news because
anytime you get a concentration of people,
Popeyes. So I think this is a story about a story.
Anytime you get a concentration of people, you're going to have more incidences.
Yeah.
So yeah, it kind of makes sense what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, so you have a concert, you're going to have a couple of fights, you're going to have a couple of fender benders.
Absolutely.
You're going to have a girl get alcohol poisoning, or a boy get alcohol poisoning,
or a lot of them.
Both of them get alcohol poisoning together.
In any group of thousands of human beings, some people are going to make some stupid choices and going to get hurt themselves, or fight somebody, or whatever. The same thing's true of, you look at the Black Rock Desert with Burning Man, where they get up to 70,000 people, basically a small city's population. Well, you get a small city's population, somebody's going to get murdered, somebody's going to get raped, somebody's going to die, there's going to be 5 heart attacks. You know, there's going to be, just by the numbers, something that happens. So I think you're not wrong about that, but in the same way, this isn't your typical week at Popeyes.
It isn't your typical week at Popeyes. It's a really busy week at Popeyes.
Right. And that's why you're seeing the extra insanity. Because if people just had to wait behind 3 people in line and get their chicken sandwich, you wouldn't have as much madness. Instead, you've got folks sitting out, waiting, it's cold,
whatever. Guess people are willing to stand in line for half an hour for a sandwich when they don't have to, I guess, is the key. Is really the key to the economic phenomena that's going on here. And that's bringing people together and their tempers are getting short.
Exactly.
But, I don't think you should be afraid to go to Popeyes as a result of this, or that, people should.
I don't think we
need to ban the Popeyes chicken sandwich.
But don't cut in line.
The danger is when you have something that's new, when you have, say, people starting to vape, and then somebody who uses a vape dies.
Right.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's been millions and millions of vapes sold in this country, and if you sell many million products,
something's gonna go wrong.
Somebody's gonna die using one of them. Law of averages.
Yeah, and you're right. People don't understand this, so you're correct that people should not be afraid to go to Popeyes. Just prepare to wait if you go to Popeyes. You're not going to lose your life. But then again,
probably not.
You know, you can't guarantee there won't be some psycho woman trying to edge into the drive-through line on you.
And the other thing is, there are people who look for trouble.
Yeah.
And whenever there's a mania, they go
there.
I'll bet there's going to be trouble there. And then all these people looking for trouble show up at the same place, and guess what? They find it.
there's probably a higher rate of incidences because of the greater number of people, but it's also probably the result of, people have short tempers, and you don't have to wait nearly as long normally. So it's probably still greater than normal. It's not necessarily. We're hearing about it more. It's amplified, though.
People context switch also. I think that when you hype the idea that people go down to this place and get in fights, the way they have with Black Thursday, for example, I think that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy in a lot of ways, because it puts people in the mindset that the usual rules don't apply at Black Thursday. Oh, people go down to Black Thursday.
Black Friday. Some of them start on Thursday, so you could probably use that term.
Okay.
Some sales will begin at 6 p.m. on Thursday, but most of them, it's a Friday morning thing.
It is.
But I don't think you're wrong about Black Thursday. People are more conscious of it, and so maybe they're manifesting it, into reality more likely.
And I'm really noticing that because of the Joker coverage.
Hmm.
And when the Joker came out, there were like this flurry of stories going, Ooh, incels, which the guy in the Joker is not an incel, but ooh, incels. I hope there isn't a mass shooting at this movie.
Yeah, and then
it was almost like they were trying to plant the seed of a mass shooting.
Yeah.
By saying it's okay to do this here. That's expected.
It was crazy. I mean, theaters, I think some theaters were super overreacting and, like, searching people when they were coming in or banning bags from the theater and things like that, just falling right in line.
Yeah, and, of course, that kind of thing also will create weird stories where it's like, okay, guy going into theater getting searched. Oh, he's got weed on him because he didn't expect to be searched, so he runs and somebody tackles him, you know? And it's almost like I'm trying to... I've lately been looking at the meta-narrative of the news, and instead of saying, what are the stories and what are the details they're pushing,
what are they really trying to say?
What are they trying to sell us right now? Because basically...
Well, usually it's fear. I mean, that's typically what they're selling, because that's what gets people to tune in.
Oh, but what flavor? Because there's 31 flavors of fear, and they peddle all of them.
I think usually it's the fear of selling something, right? So it's getting you to go and buy into something or justify something that the government is doing or whatever it is, right, that somebody else is going to benefit from.
Well, the news is only concerned with you tuning in through the commercial break. I mean, that's what they want.
No, I don't think that's true anymore. I remember when it was like that. That was the days of Walter Cronkite. This is something beyond that. We've got ABC, CBS, deliberately spiking stories, covering for each other, firing each other's ex-employees instead of giving them a freaking Pulitzer Prize for telling the truth. Everything is a lie. You know, everything they put out there, I don't care if it's CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, they are all lying through their teeth every single day. And it's coordinated, I think, and it's directed by a single intelligence.
It's, you know,
I think. And that intelligence does not have good... George Carlin's club. Uh-huh. It's a great big club, and we ain't in it.
Yeah.
There's certainly motivations that are above and beyond, I would agree with you on, but I don't necessarily know that's always the case, because I think a lot of times people are just trying to make a good story, and they don't really care about what it is that, you know, the story is actually about. They just care about, you know, having a good story. And the easiest way to do that is to basically just mislead and lie and put in things that weren't there and just make stuff up. It's easier to do that than to actually get the facts. So...
All right, if you want to weigh in on the chicken madness around Popeyes happening across the United States, you're welcome to join us. I think we've done our rundown here pretty sufficiently, so we're going to continue with other things to talk about here tonight, including the latest out of Venezuela and the FBI in the United States saying crypto is a, quote, significant problem. We'll tell you about that.
Nord.
Coming up here in moments, 855-450-3733. If you want to join us on the radio, this is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality?
quality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Plus, good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. Of course, eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work schedules can get in the way. Not everybody wants to sit for a half hour waiting for a chicken sandwich, or you just don't have the desire or the time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature can help you with just three of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their veggie capsules. You get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. And for a limited time, you can get free shipping plus a free set of fruits and veggies. Just go to balanceofnature.com. Use discount code FTL to get the deal. After your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge that additional set of fruits and veggies. It's discount code FTL at balanceofnature.com. As we continue, we've been talking about the absolute insanity going on at various Popeye's chicken sandwich locations as they bring back their most valued item, apparently, the spicy chicken sandwich. Now, don't get me wrong. I love a good chicken sandwich, good fried chicken sandwich. Finord, you got to explain this thing.
Okay. Well, there's the Illuminatus is
never read
the name of the book, Illuminatus! Exclamation point.
Is it not a trilogy or something like that?
I believe it is a trilogy, although okay. I got it all under one cover.
I see.
And I believe the author is Robert Anton Wilson.
Okay.
In this book, they basically, in school, they had trained the kids when they taught them to read to, like, fail to see the word Fnord,
okay.
spelled F-N-O-R-D exclamation point. Okay? So they would basically brainwash them into being unable to say this or see this, and then they inserted it into newspaper stories and books, okay? And the idea was that seeing this word and not being able to admit to yourself to see it created this feeling of anxiety and tension. So when they wanted you to be afraid of something, they would, like, use more Fnords in that area, and it would, like, increase your stress level because, you know, you got a subconscious conflict that you see this thing, but you don't see it. And so it causes this heightened, so when they wrote about marijuana, they'd put in more Fnords. When they wrote about vapes, they'd put in more Fnords. When they wrote about opiates and cigarettes, maybe they wouldn't put in as many.
So you're suggesting that, that's happening here?
I'm suggesting that there are similar things that go on in the media all the time, you know?
You think they're trying to plant these stories to whip people up even more?
Yeah.
There's a template, I think is a better way to phrase it.
To freak them out?
Yeah, to freak people out.
Yeah.
There's certain,
like,
types of stories.
School shootings get lots of Fnords.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they get, and a lot of the Fnords is just product placement. You know, when one of these things happen, you know, everybody covers it intensively all day like nothing else is happening, you know.
Yeah, and this
so
is incredible product placement.
You know, so that there are children who go to school today afraid that they're going to get shot when statistically they're way more likely to crash their bicycle and die, but they're not afraid of that.
Is this actually what's happening, or is it the parents that are seeing this? How many kids, like,
I
watch?
I think some of these kids are
TV
going to
whoa, they're actually having shooter drills now. You remember when we were in school, it was the tornado drill. It was the,
well, not in my area, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, the hurricane drill or whatever, where you got under the desk. And did you have to do this when you were in?
Yeah, we did nuclear war drills when I was a kid.
Right. And it was a joke. I mean, we saw
shooter drills?
We had shooter drills, and it was a joke.
Really?
Yeah, I forget what they call it. I mean,
they didn't have shootings back then.
Remember, I graduated after, like, later.
You're not
than
that much younger than me, dude. You're in your mid-30s.
Is when I graduated high school. So, it was.
Oh, I guess they did have
probably
some shooters
two.
By
I think
well, they're doing it in elementary schools now.
Yeah.
Well, I was class of 87, and we did nuclear drills in my grade school where we were supposed to get under our desk and, like, put our head between our knees. And the joke was, put your head between your legs and kiss your donkey goodbye.
I remember, you know, one of the things I always remembered about the shooter drills was that it was really hilarious because, actually, I don't know if those were shooter drills or not. But so one of the things I remember is doing some sort of drills. It was that you basically were getting all these kids to go out into a field or wherever it was that they were going to the gymnasium. And what a perfect if you want to
that's
shoot
a fire
up,
drill.
If you
typically.
Want to shoot up a large number of people,
yeah, that's not how
pull
the
fire
goes.
Alarm before you shoot them up because you've got a lot of people.
Right. Okay,
in a small
we're gonna
area.
Get sued now if this happens. Let's not give this in the format of a tutorial.
But I'm just saying how stupid and ridiculous the system is for just in general. Like,
oh good God, if somebody went up on the roof. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, your plan.
I mean,
well, the same thing's true in airports. I mean, I've said this before. If you want to cause havoc in an airport, just set the bomb off at the TSA checkpoint. There's plenty of people standing around there.
We're going to have to take this away from you because it might be a bomb. Boom. And throw it in the trash next to the people. The biggest concentration of people in the airport because it might be a bomb.
That's right.
No matter how many, they try and protect certain large groups of people, right? Like at certain events, and they add all the security in. And it's like, why bother? You know, there are so many other, places where large groups of people congromulate. And you
can
congromulate. That's a pretty good name.
Congromulate is a perfectly cromulent word.
So anyway, you don't need to have all security is what it comes down to, I think.
And no, definitely
it's
not.
It's futile.
I think one of the influences that goes on there also is that the thing is, if something happens at something big, at something that people are talking about, like the Super Bowl or whatever, then it's like all of a sudden some mayor that nobody would have ever heard of under any other circumstances becomes a natural celebrity in a way that he doesn't want to be. Or somebody probably is going to push that downhill and find a scapegoat. So I think partially it might be CYOA that causes people to oversecure these, obvious attacks and neglect everything that isn't obvious.
And you have to remember, there's also other incentives for, law enforcement to overdo it. Also, or over-publicize it and make it sound like it's a lot worse than it actually is. Because they're getting paid overtime. They're getting paid. They're incentivized.
And they get to look like great big heroes.
Right. And they
for running out
heroes.
And, blowing up some lady's handbag.
Right.
Because she left it at the airport.
Right.
Do you have a lost and found? Yeah, it's out in a minefield.
And this is the crazy thing. It's not that we wouldn't have potentially more incidences. The problem is that, effectively, even when we didn't have the security and we did have the incidences, they weren't that often, right?
People aren't even trying, because if people were trying,
right,
they would be buying van or renting vans and driving through crowds of people in New York City.
Yep.
Easy to do.
Right. They're
completely impossible to stop. You can't ban vans.
Nope. We are very safe. We're in terms of our safety, we've never been more safe. And it's not because of all the security. It's because of other factors. Our environments have gotten better, so we have less people who are prone to violence. And those actions have made us safer, but it hasn't been any of the actual security theater that's been going on.
Of course not. It is just security theater, and the fact that you can set off a bomb at a checkpoint and kill hundreds of people.
If people were intent on doing these things, they would
be
happening all the time because they wouldn't wait for the FBI to show up and sell them explosives.
And that's the only time you find out about it.
Right.
That's the only time.
Exactly. Every one of the so-called terrorist story ends up boiling down to FBI foils FBI terror plot.
Yes.
Which it's easy to solve the crime
you
committed.
Created. Yeah.
That's kind of a no-brainer.
And a few years ago when we reported on one of these FBI-created terror plots, they identified how many of them there had been. We don't talk about them all because they don't all make the news. There had been at least 200 of these over the last decade.
Oh, my God. Somebody should be writing a book on that.
There should be. Yeah, it's a good idea. And then there was just one recently. I had a story in my show prep. I don't know if they talked about it.
You can't report on this because then they raid your studio or your
They've already raided our studio.
Well, the second time.
I know. They'll raid it again.
That's fine. They know right where we are.
I'm not going to give out the address on the air, but if Phil Christiana's listening, you can give me a call. I'll tell you where I live.
Yeah, there was another story. They had it in the show prep last night. I don't know if they got to it, or two nights ago. I don't know if they got to it, about a supposed white nationalist at the FBI. Once again, from what I understand, set up into a plot. 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up here. Hour 3's next.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know. You've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.